You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Summertime and the living's easy. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Jason Leisure is in for Spieg. Spieg's scheduled to be back tomorrow. We'll call you if he's not, just so you know. We're going to call you.
We'll call me? Oh, yeah. You're talking specifically to me? Yeah. I thought you were going to call all the listeners and let them
know. No.
I'll be here. I can be here tomorrow if you want.
But Spieg is going to be
here. I can be here on short notice.
Yeah, he's going to be. I'm
he's
sure
not he's singing the national anthem somewhere?
No. He doesn't sing the national anthem again until, well, at least not at the Cubs game, until August 18th.
We saw him today. We were watching on the monitor here. We have the All-Star game on, or at least the pre-All-Star game, whatever. And we saw him roll the tarp out and then roll the tarp back off.
Yeah. What you don't
it reminded
want
me of that, of Spieg's ill-fated day at Wrigley.
Yes, you don't want any sort of delay, and if you do get a delay, you want it before the game starts.
So that's on one TV. I believe this is MLB Network that we're seeing that.
Yes.
On our other monitor in here, on the flat screen, we've got ESPN, and we caught the end of PTI. And
they clown Noah Essing.
Oh my goodness. The banner up there was Happy Trails, Essengay's dignity.
Yeah, that's rough.
And they only showed the clip like five times.
That deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
That guy has been in America for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks. And the venerable sports show that people engage with those two guys, had him out here. And that's not good.
I have a radio question for you that
sure.
I just don't know. Maybe everybody knows this except me. But when we have Kaylin Kaler on here, and she forgets that we're on a radio show, and something slips. How exactly does the dump button work? Because we're hearing it in real time. I know there's a delay. How do you make sure you bleep exactly in the right spot?
So here's the thing. I made the mistake of hitting the dump button. I should leave that to Tanny, okay? But when I looked over, Tanny was looking for something in the vault.
And you were worried.
And I was worried, because that's my brand. So
not my dump, so to speak, is on the same position as like where I would be going to the vault. So that's where you thought you saw, but the dump button is actually very far over on the new console.
That's not
it's,
good.
Think if I got the good wingspan here, I could get to it.
You but got the still, Noah Essengay wingspan?
Yeah, I have the face too when Kaylin Kaler said that. I was like, whoa.
So since we're broadcasting...
But you had to be the big dumper. You had to do it.
Yes, I had to be Cal Raleigh in this case. And, you know, actually, I have a fairly nice dumper. But anyway, so what happens is that we're ahead.
Yeah.
What's happening now is ahead. So when it happened, when I hit and Tanny hit it, it's gone. And then we're live. okay, until the system reboots. So usually what happens is when you have a caller that does that, we weren't going to cut Kalen off, but let's say this had been Joe from Hegwish, okay?
Why got to be Hegwish, Lawrence?
You know why. You know exactly why. I would have hung up on Joe first and then dumped him.
Okay.
Because if I dump him first and then he keeps talking, the system hasn't reset itself. So he can just start saying crazy bleep, okay, and it's getting over the air.
So when you dump it, the delay is off.
The delay
is off. So the listener just hears it kind of skip forward. They don't hear the beep in real time.
Okay. Those who are listening on radio. Now, everyone who was listening on the Odyssey app or in Twitch, they heard it all.
Got it.
They heard what we heard.
Yeah. And there's no beep. It's sort of just like a hitting the delete button on like 7 to 14 seconds.
Yeah. And then it'll compress, and then there'll be a point where we start sounding faster than we ordinarily talk, and then we'll be caught back up. So now, by now, the system has rebooted. So now anyone could cuss and Tanny could hit the dump button and it would be fine.
Oh, we could just start throwing around cuss words?
Don't.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
Got it.
I would appreciate it if
that is a mixed message.
Don't. Like, don't.
All right, okay.
But
now that's clear.
We could. We just don't. We don't like to put the license in jeopardy.
Boy, I'll tell you what. This is one of those times I wish I could cuss.
That's right, Hawk.
When Tanny played the rejoin with all those all-star things in there, did you hear Vin Scully in there?
Yeah.
That is something I've been doing. I don't know if, tell me if you think Vin Scully would be honored by this or offended by this. I have started sometimes to fall asleep listening to old Vin Scully broadcasts.
He'd be honored by
it. It's incredibly relaxing. You can find him on YouTube. You can actually watch it. I don't. I put the phone face down and I just listen to it. And I put the sleep timer on it and I fall asleep listening to a Vin Scully broadcast from 20 years ago.
I think that's dope. So instead of brown noise or white noise, you're doing that.
Scully noise.
I mean, I think he'd be honored by that. It's Vin's comforting. Like listening to Vin Scully is comforting.
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh, you know what? Relax a little bit. Listen to old Vin. And then you're like, this is good. And then you fall asleep. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I think he would be all right with it.
Good. I feel better about it now.
Good. So the All-Star game is tonight. And the conference that I cheer for in college football has gotten ahead on this. The SEC holds their media days during All-Star week. And it's a pretty cool tradition. I went last year. And so now, with a void of sports, there's an opportunity for them to be like, okay, well, here's what's happening in the SEC. We can further the agenda of it becoming the biggest league in college football. There's 4 days here where there isn't a ton going on. The WNBA is going on. The AUSL is going on now, like a newer thing with the – it's a newer thing, like the three technique. But – that's going on now, but there isn't a lot. That's NBA Summer League, and clearly Noah Essengay found out the importance of that going on. Should other leagues be taking advantage of this? I was thinking about this morning, Jason, and the WNBA, I have a suggestion for the WNBA. They should hold their Commissioner's Cup final on the Wednesday after the All-Star game.
The Wednesday after the baseball All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to come with more than that. They need to ramp up the tournament a little more to be able to put, you know, two semifinals and a final out there or something.
But okay, yeah. You could do the semifinal on Monday if you want it. You could do the semifinals on Monday and then the championship game on Wednesday.
But play them back-to-back Wednesday, Thursday, because there's nothing on Thursday either, is there?
Thursday, though, sometimes Major League Baseball will schedule like one or two games to get everyone back. But sure, you could do it that way, too, if you want it.
The sport that should really take advantage of this, if I'm thinking about it, would be baseball. Baseball could do that. Yeah, there you go. See, there's nothing in the there's no sports playing right now besides Major League Baseball and the WNBA. So it'd be hard for hockey or the NFL or or the NBA to jump in on this. Although
I was thinking about hockey too, and I get it that we're in the off season. I was thinking, could there be something in there? And I get that you would have to go through the CBA and you'd have to come up with money. Could there be something that you could throw into the mix there if you're the NHL?
So they are, you know, they slowly trickled out like the opener, right? Like this week they said they had a press release like, okay.
The schedule?
Yeah, here's the first slate of games and why the Blackhawks are not hosting a home opener to start their 100th season. I'll never know. Original 16, why would they do that? They're on the road against, you know, the Panthers, which is fine, whatever. But like... they are trickling out the rest of their schedule tomorrow, I believe, which is great. But like, will any of us like they're not it's not a big event, you know, it's not going to really track. And I'm wondering like why. I understand that having fan fests are probably a logistical nightmare for teams, but why couldn't you do a Blackhawks centennial fan fest? You just had the Windy City Smokeout over there. Do something like that. Do like a party for your 100th season or something like that. You know, have an event here locally.
NASCAR. You should have a race like Monday night or Wednesday night. Like, do something where you're going to have an opportunity to have a lot more eyes on you without competition. Obviously, these leagues have their fans that care about them, but if you were looking for some, if you needed a fix of sports last night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You could have been like, oh, well, there's something with stakes, like something big that could go in there in the place of kind of having this dead period. And look, we have a lot of fun with it in sports radio. I always would do when I had my solo show. This would be the week where I would ask people to come on and tell me if the Bears quarterback is good.
We're coming back with LeBron versus Jordan in the next segment.
Yeah, that's. I'm sure that you'll see some of that stuff. And at the national level, there'll be a lot of Mount Rushmore topics, which I absolutely hate.
I think this is a perfect opportunity for the NFL. I think the NFL could go, as it pushes more and more, and this may only be temporary, this might not be a long-term thing, but as it pushes more and more for flag football, and it's going to be in the Olympics, you could go with almost what the women's basketball players have in Unrivaled, where you have this off-season flag football. I don't know that you'd go a whole league because you want these players, you don't want these players
a couple of showcase games
playing a second season, but like a mini 3-day tournament with short games. And you know, you mentioned with one of the other leagues, I think it was hockey, the money is gonna take care of itself. The money will come in through the broadcast rights to show this. Don't tell me that you wouldn't sit here and watch teams that have different NFL players from different teams on them in flag football playing some kind of eight-team tournament over 2 to 3 nights this week. You would take that, and most importantly for people who watch, you can gamble on that.
What if, and the model for mixed martial arts or for boxing is still steeped in pay-per-view, but what if you had maybe not a marquee matchup, but you're the second fight on the undercard or the last fight on the undercard, something of that level or that magnitude, do something like that on a Monday night or the Wednesday after the All-Star game?
That might be too far out of the mainstream to draw a big national audience, a sports audience that doesn't, that's like, where's all the baseball games? I have nothing to watch.
I do like the flag football idea. And you know, the NFL has been pushing flag football, as you brought up. Maybe that's something to jumpstart your, whatever your league is going to be. You do it because, you know, the NFL is always looking to take over whatever space they can occupy. Maybe instead of just the commercials that are running, maybe that's when you, hey, like, hey, would you like to watch a little bit of this new thing that we're doing? We're doing flag football, and we want to show you what it looks like. We're going to put it on CBS on the Wednesday after the All-Star game, because it's not like they're doing new programming on CBS in the middle of the summer. Here's another idea for this is fringe, but the Big Three should have a one-on-one tournament the Wednesday after the All-Star game.
If I told you there's an NFL flag football event that you can watch, and like one of the teams is Josh Allen at quarterback and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and there's another team that has Caleb Williams and Saquon Barkley and Justin Jefferson, and I've got 4 to 8 of these teams out there, you tell me that wouldn't be a huge TV draw?
It would absolutely draw. Like, absolutely.
Play short games. Nobody wants to sit and watch an hour-long flag football game, I don't think. Play short games so they can play multiple games in the same day and play out a little mini tournament over 2 to 3 days.
Well, this texter asks, does Caitlin Clark outdraw the All-Star game? WNBA All-Star weekend is this weekend. And it's like, if you just move the schedule.
Make it during the week.
Right.
I mean, you're doing that anyway. If you're the WNBA, you're picking your spots anyway. You're saying, let's play in the summer because there's less competition. We don't compete directly with the NBA. Like, they're choosing opportunistically to begin with. So why not do it with your All-Star game, even if it means you're playing your All-Star game on a Wednesday and Thursday night?
Yeah, instead of the WNBA All-Star game is going to be Saturday night at 7:30. In the middle of the summer.
People want big stuff on TV, names that they recognize, and games that they can bet on.
I wonder, because, I mean, the SEC was just like, oh, would you look at all this space? Look at all this space. You know what? We have 16 teams now. We'll just break up SEC media days into fours. We'll do 4 coaches a day. Yep. And so, like, you look on SportsCenter, and they're talking to Josh Heupel for 5 minutes. Like, not that they shouldn't talk to the head coach of Tennessee, but the fact that he gets 5 minutes, and you'll see there's going to be a lot of SEC stories in the national stream over the next couple of days because they said, we'll take that.
They'll own the news cycle for this week after baseball, after tonight. They'll probably own the rest of the week.
Like, oh, well, look at all of the new quarterbacks that are playing in the SEC this year. And look at how we feel about the play. That I can promise you that over the next couple of days, what you're going to hear about a lot is how the SEC and the Big Ten have different opinions on how the playoff seeding thing should work. And the Big Ten's going to have their media day next week. Like, they're going to own the beginning of next week.
Nah, we'll be busy. Sorry.
Well, yeah, and that's...
We have NFL training camp.
That's
baseball's
right.
We'll be busy. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the behemoth is coming. Like, the NFL is just starting to wake up.
A couple teams are open now. Everyone's going to be open next week.
Right. So, you have this gap take advantage of it. That's all I'm saying.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.